show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
We threw it out there earlier this morning that we wanted to talk to someone who is on OnlyFans or who has an OnlyFans page, because it's a fairly new concept and one we're really interested to know more about. And we do have someone on the line with us right now by the name of Cherry Dana, who is an OnlyFans superstar. How are you, Cherry?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for getting in contact with us. This is fantastic. So OnlyFans is a website where people pay for the content you make. That's the idea behind OnlyFans, Cherry. Tell us, if someone hands over some of their hard-earned cash, if they subscribe to your OnlyFans, what do they get in return?
For my specific OnlyFans, I create more adult content, so selfie videos, photos. I don't know, it's kind of more like a fun environment. On my OnlyFans, I get to chat and meet my fans and interact with them, and it's just a good space. I find it's a lot easier and a safer environment than people just sliding into your DMs on Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
It's more personal.
So how much does it cost to be a subscriber to your OnlyFans?
For my OnlyFans, I have it at $9.99 a month.
A month.
Okay. And do you ever get judged for your chosen career by other people?
100% all the time.
How do you deal with that?
I guess the more I just work on myself, and if anything I find that triggers me, I just look at to why I'm being triggered, and then I walk away and I work on why it's triggering me. What? I'm not responsible for how other people react to what I do.
And why do you think they react that way? Why do you think people judge you?
Some of this stigma that society has around an industry that people aren't informed about. And I think people respond this way out of fear and not knowing enough about something.
Last but not least, I have to ask you about this because our producer, Brooke, has sent through a note. It says here that you are sick to death of the dating scene. You would rather hire a male escort for $500 an hour. It's a service you have used 3 times over the last 6 months. Is that really better, is it, than dating?
Look, to be honest, I think having a larger social media does make it a little bit hard, that I have found over the times that people are more interested in getting to know Cherry rather than getting to know Dana, which is my personal name and me as an individual. And so I do think it takes out the games, the manipulation, and somebody just, I say, gaslighting me, whereas if I'm just paying for that and there's no emotions attached, there's no games.
Okay.
I just find it easier.
Okay. Well, hey, you've made a go of it. And for that, I think we all admire you.
Yeah.
And I mean, and just to go back to, for the people who judge you and all that, like how many thousands of Australians work in the adult industry in this country? Mm-hmm. Like, pull your head out of
here. Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. Like, it is literally not exactly what you do, but the adult industry is the oldest industry in the world, quite literally. So, and you've definitely carved your niche in that world. Cherry Dana, thanks for calling us for Cliffo and Gabby's Never Gonna Get One. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you. The Hit Breakfast Show.